Hello, my friends. It's Andy and Hedy. I come to you live from Yorba Linda, California for the Living Fearless Devotional.
A production of ResurrectMinistry.com, where we're harnessing the power of the internet to share the gospel as far and wide as we possibly can. Check out the website. We have a variety of different resources. We have books to peruse. We have Bible versions that you may want to check out. We have past articles I've written on the Christian Post. We have our old podcasts as well. And pastors you may never have heard of, worship bands to listen to. We also have a comment section. We love to hear from you. Drop us a line, send us a prayer request, offer to pray for us, ask a question, whatever it may be. Even dog training questions. We occasionally will answer those too. Sure, why not? And if you care to partner with us, you can click the donate now button. That's always a blessing. And for the social medias, click. Like, share, subscribe, less than 5 seconds. Just click, write a nice review. Oh my God, they're so awesome. Woohoo! Even if you have to embellish a little.
Yeah. Do I have Pastor Bob on our website?
No.
Calvary Chapel East Anaheim?
I have to add him.
Oh my gosh, folks.
What do you do that?
Okay. And while you're watching, make sure you comment and let us know what it is that you think about the devotional today. Or maybe there's something that we say in our conversation about what it brings to us, or maybe you have your own thoughts on the devotional and what it means to you. If there's a question that we may have during the devotional, we will come to you for those answers. So make sure and put those in the comments. The more comments that we get from you, the better it is for everybody else in the world, because the algorithms will share it out to people that may need to hear this message. From God, not from us. Also put in your prayer request if there's something that you need prayer for, whether it's your health or maybe a circumstance you may be in, or maybe a friend or family member that you want to pray for, just put it in the comments. Towards the end of the show, we will end in prayer and we will include your prayer request in that part of the show. If you have any need for any supplements, go to livelifewise.tv.
Who doesn't want supplements?
I know. They're great supplements, too.
Yep.
And we have our new one. I like showing this new package here. We have our new Lift, which is a drink. You just put one of these little thingy bobbers in a water bottle of about 12 to 20 ounces of water. And there's all kinds of shenanigans. Look at it on the back. All the stuff that you get. And it's it wakes you up and gets you going.
Energy.
Good for workout and a whole bunch of other stuff. We have other things at LifeWise. It's a Christian run company. So check it out and go to getstreamyardnow.com. That's the platform we're using right now to go live to you. And if you have any hobbies you want to share with others or a show you want to develop yourself, use StreamYard to do that. It's a great platform. There's a free version for a while. You can use it for free. And then if you want to add some bells and whistles, then they have a paid version. And lastly, go to Romans 11, 33 through 36. We'll be visiting that section of the Bible. It's great reading. I think it's going to be a bonus today from some of the great words of God in the gospel. We already have some comments. Let me share what those look like for those of you that may be visiting for the first time. We have Carrie News coming on and giving us her usual little pink hello. She says,
oh, embellishment needed.
Hey, and Iris is on. Hello, Iris. Good evening, everyone. And no, none, nada. No embellishment.
No embellishment.
Yeah.
What were we talking about in terms of embellishment?
That if anybody wants to give us a positive review.
Oh, right. Wow. I am like a squirrel. Come on, I can't remember anything from 1 minute to the next. Sometimes it really feels like my brain is so, like the clouds you see circling in the sky, they're literally running around in my head. Yes.
And Iris wants to let everybody know she loves Restore. Restore is the little supplements that says empty. And I wish they would go back to these bottles, but the packaging, don't judge them by their packaging. But Restore is awesome. It is great for inflammation. So Iris wants to let people know that she loves it, and it has really helped with her hand and wrist these past few months. That's fantastic.
Yay.
I got to make sure and let everybody know over there at LifeWise. All right. We're going to be reading from A.W. Tozier. We're in a new month, June 1st for
June.
Today.
Can you read the June beginning? Because I thought it was beautiful too. This is his focus for June. Worship.
The whole import and substance of the Bible teaches us that the God who does not need anything, nevertheless desires the adoration and worship of his created children.
Amen. That's beautiful.
So for June 1st, for Tozier, for the Christian leader, the title is God's Awesomeness. Romans 11:33 is the reference, and it says, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out."
Yes.
Webster, okay, this is a little bit of a challenging devotional. I'm going to do my best to read it, but I think we should do what we did earlier before we went live.
Yeah.
And kind of break it down.
Okay.
For me mostly, and maybe some of our listeners after my reading of it. Webster's Unabridged Dictionary lists 550,000 words, and it is a solemn and beautiful thought that in our worship of God, there sometimes rush up from the depths of our souls feelings that all this wealth of words is not sufficient to express. To be articulate at certain times, we are compelled to fall back upon, oh, or oh, a primitive exclamatory sound that is hardly a word at all, and that scarcely admits of a definition. Vocabularies are formed by many minds over long periods and are capable of expressing whatever the mind is capable of entertaining. But when the heart, on its knees, moves into the awesome presence and hears with fear and wonder things not lawful to utter, then the mind falls flat, and words, previously its faithful servants, become weak and totally incapable of telling what the heart hears and sees. In that awful moment, the worshiper can only cry out, "Oh," and that simple exclamation becomes more eloquent than learned speech, and I have no doubt is dearer to God than any oratory.
Today, I want to just quietly reflect in unspoken awe. Amen. Amen.
And so let's go with that paragraph where it talks about vocabularies are formed by many minds over long periods.
Sure. So I think what he's trying to say eloquently is that for the spoken word, for speech, we come up with all of these words to describe feelings, things that move us. Passage of scripture is extraordinary. It makes me feel like God is so faithful. Mm-hmm. Like all the things we come up with to be able to express our emotions and feelings and thoughts. He says, but there is a place where you meet God, if you're lucky enough to have blessed enough to have had that experience, where there are no words. Like you experience something that has such a profound impact on you, words can never do it justice. Mm. And that's what he's explaining, where it's just that moment where the worshiper can only say, "Oh, wow." And it's more eloquent than anything we can come up with in poetry or verse.
And is dearer to God than anything we can say.
Right.
Like even just saying, "Thank you, God, I love you." The awesomeness of, "Oh," like, "Oh my God," is fantastic to him.
Right.
He loves to see us. You know, that's kind of like little kids, like little babies as they are beginning to see things in the world. They just, you can see that joy in their face. Like, "Oh my gosh, that is," like, they can't even speak.
Right.
Maybe the first time they see, water, a moving river, or a fish come out of the water, it's like, "Oh, what is that?" What is that? Great.
What, other than, of course, when you felt Jesus' presence in front of you, have you ever had that experience since then?
No.
No. No. I mean, not that precise one. But have you ever had another one that was unspeakable, basically?
Like the first time I saw you in line?
Yeah.
Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills? That one?
You're funny.
What do you mean? But I mean, that one was amazing because it held strong. I was in Salt Lake City, Utah, and all the way home to Orange County, and even into my house, that feeling of awe never left me.
For sure.
I was in a little bit of a daze.
For sure.
I don't even know when it left me. It took a long time for me to kind of like recover from like, what was that? Like, how amazing is that? Did that happen? And then on top of the other stuff that was happening in the room, but
right,
just was an amazing experience. How about you?
Yeah, of course, not just my coming to Jesus moment when I heard his voice, but since then, I actually have had it a number of times in church where once I heard the Lord say, this is the, you know, when I asked, I want to hear the sounds of heaven. And he said, this, the worship of the saints are the sounds you hear in heaven. I was just like, just awestruck by that, by that thought. And so that happens to me now, every now and again, where I'm just awestruck by the sound of worship in a corporal setting. And Carrie has Gia have a very profound way of doing that for me.
Yeah.
Listening to them, it just ushers me into the presence of the Lord. And just, there's a sense of, being in unison with the saints in heaven and our prayers going up as incense and bowls that they're carrying to the throne of the Lord. I can visualize all of that in my head and I'm speechless.
You know, another time I can tell you most recently, I pushed it up a little bit.
Did you? See.
Okay. Yeah. Carrie, I saw your message. If anybody else is feeling that my mic is lower than Hedy is, let me know. I may have not been speaking into it.
Oh.
I just felt it. I just remembered a moment where I felt it again. And that was, first I need to preface that, you know, our children can sometimes, to either get out of trouble or to win a moment, they know that they can say certain things that will make us happy. You know what I mean? Like purposefully, like we'll say something just to get us to be like, oh, wow, you're so wonderful.
What is that?
But,
exactly?
But it's like, you know, it's a little bit of a trick. Like, well, and then they ask, you know,
can I have 50 bucks?
Yeah. Can I have money? Or can you take me somewhere? But where I felt this feeling, because it brought me to tears, which again is not necessarily hard lately, was just 2 days ago when we were with Zara and I don't know how much you want me to share.
Yeah,
We were with her counselor. I guess it's our counselor.
It's our family counselor.
Counselor. And Zara said something that I know was not that from her heart and from her just truth came out, is when she said she no longer has any cravings. That, and you asked me today, do you think that's Jesus? And I believe it was. I just got chills again, just from saying it out loud. Awesome. I think that is, again, God speaking through Zara to let us know.
That's awesome.
That his presence, about his presence and about his power.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So that was a good moment that I just kind of, it a little bit took the breath away.
Oh, like, nice.
Yeah.
I love that.
It was awesome. I mean, it's something that you could only hope for.
Yeah.
Because many people in her position don't ever lose that
right
craving.
Absolutely.
To have that much, just that awesome, I guess I have to use the word awesomeness in the moment. That was an awesome moment.
Yay.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Any of you want to share a moment that you've had that has left you speechless, basically, an encounter with the Lord that leaves you speechless beyond words? Let's say hi to our friends too. Hi, Jan. Carrie. Hi. Hello and hi. Greeting. Originally meant hell is low and heaven is high. Oh, I love that. Who knew?
Yeah,
it's good. Hi. Good day, Kate. How have you been? How are you feeling, Kate? How's your health? And Carrie, good evening. Shabbat shalom. Andy, is it me or your mic's low? Hi. We did that. And Carrie's saying hi to the ladies. And Carrie responding.
And Carrie, is it better? Like I said, I think mostly it was me not speaking into the mic. What else about the devotional? It's pretty straightforward.
Now it is. When we first read it, I was like, huh?
What? I have no idea what Tozer's talking about.
Yeah, it was very awful. Why did he use the word awful? What he really meant was like awe-inspiring, but he's called it awful, which was confusing.
Yeah.
Let's read the scripture.
Just really quick. When we give our testimony or speaking about God's awesomeness, I think sometimes in doing so that it is hard to in the words that we have available to us in the English language to tell people how awesome it is.
Right.
I think we fall a little bit short. We try to say, I was this type of person before and I'm this type of person now. Or I used to do this and I don't do it now. And it's only because of the grace of God that I don't do that. That's almost not good enough.
Right.
Because especially when it's life changing and now I feel, that my forever life, my eternity began at the moment that God visited me and said, I am here for you and I love you. That's that beginning point of eternity and how that feels is so that there is no way to really convey that in a way that somebody truly understands it. Because if we could, I don't believe they would have any choice but to believe in Jesus Christ being our Lord and Savior, dying for our sins.
Right.
Like if we could do that to some of these sinners that we run into, they would just go, oh, I'm in.
Yeah, right? I got whatever you're selling. I want whatever you're selling.
So I feel now that we're talking about this, this has got kind of a revelation to me right now, is that can we just come up with better words
is that there's some kind of sneaky trick I feel like the enemy puts over us that all of the transformation, I find it that the transformation I've experienced, the people who don't know me from before can't really relate to the person I describe. But yet when I'm around somebody like my friend Melinda, I'm not that different. She's not as, it's not as noticeable around her how different I am.
Really?
Yeah. It's so annoying. Other than that, I don't cuss. I really think God veils it from some people who aren't meant to receive it.
Wow.
Unfortunately, I'm never going to give up on praying for my mom, but same thing about my mom.
Wow. Really? I'm shocked.
It's a really weird thing.
Because you tell me about your life back then.
Yeah.
And how can she not see the difference?
My mom?
No.
Or Melinda?
Melinda.
Because, other than I don't party, but neither does she. Hmm. So cussing and partying are the only things that she would see, but she doesn't, other than the cussing, she doesn't know that that's intentional, that I don't anymore. I could just be, changing my speech patterns or whatever. It wasn't that, I didn't cuss that bad that it was that noticeable, and her ear may not even be tuned into that or not,
Interesting. I'm a little bit surprised.
But yeah, I don't think I come off that much nicer or different. I feel different, but I don't feel different around her. Isn't that weird? We're talking about a friend. So what I'm saying is that.
Yeah, we were talking to each other for a moment there.
If you have people in your life that have known you BC and AD, they've known you before Christ and then after Christ in your life, that there are some of those people who not only will not acknowledge that there's a change, but you could honestly say, I'm not really that different around them. I still get kind of short-tempered. I still,
you know, act a little silly or dumb or foolish or whatever, they don't bring out the Christ-like behavior in you. And I walk away sometimes and I'm like, why do I keep doing that? Like, why is that? Why does that weird lady keep coming out every time I'm around that person, you know?
Yeah.
And so I just wonder if any of you have had that experience where you just don't feel that. And my point being that it would be so powerful, like you said, that we wouldn't need words.
Right.
If we would really come off as Christ-like as we think and feel inside of us, people would come to Jesus as we walk down the street.
Hmm. I feel it has been very helpful for our children.
For sure.
All of them.
For sure. They all see us often enough to have noticed.
Yes.
And I think that was also God's doing on purpose. He opened their eyes to it.
Because all of them were around when we were the old selves.
Right.
So they can't help but see it. And I do see a positive.
For sure.
Impact.
I mean, for Zara, it's been like day and night. I was never around. You know what I mean? I was telling a friend some of the terrible things that I had that burdened my heart about what I was like as a parent. And she said, honey, don't be so bad. I once threw a cold sausage into my daughter's crib.
What?
I was like, what do you mean?
What does that mean?
Meaning like she hadn't eaten.
Yeah.
She was busy partying. So she threw an Oscar Mayer wiener into the crib. I was like, that is the funniest, saddest thing I've ever heard. I was like, did you heat it? Was it like in a bun? She said, no, it was cold out of the fridge.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
I used to eat those out of the fridge. That's not that bad.
So I'm like, I thought my mom made me feel like I was the worst mother ever because I didn't heat her formula. I would just crack open the can like a beer and pour it in a bottle.
Open her mouth. Like a dog, like force feeding a dog a pill.
No. I put it in a bottle.
Oh, did you?
I'd put it in a bottle.
Oh, I thought
but
you
I would. It. But they were they were like beer cans.
I took
they
the had time to put it in a bottle.
Yeah. And I mean, but they were pre-mixed.
Yeah.
I didn't do the whole shake in the water. I was like, crack it up, throw it in the bottle.
Oh, schnugs. Schnugs.
I'm so much better now. So Carrie had a story. She says, when I went through cancer surgery and asked for courage, God spoke his love into my mind every day. Can't put it into words. Wow. I love that.
That's great.
And Kate's saying hello to the ladies. And then Iris says, last year when I had my heart valve replacement, my doctor came to check on me. I asked how my surgery went and he paused and said it went better than expected. It was perfect. I got goosebumps. 2 weeks later, my checkup again, he said it was perfect. And not only made an impact on me, but on him as well. Mm-hmm. Jesus was definitely present. Yay. That's beautiful.
That's great.
Carrie says, it takes time, Hedia, to let go with those connected from before. Maybe the old self tries to resurface. Yeah, for sure the old self tries to resurface. And maybe also it's a trick of the enemy telling me that it's safe to let it resurface. Mm-hmm. Allowing me to be more ridiculous than I would otherwise be. I don't know.
Very strange.
Very strange.
All right. Now we go to the scripture. Sorry. I had to get that in. We're reading from.
So it's in the NIV version. It's called doxology. So this is scripture. We're in Romans. We're in Romans 11, where Paul is talking about the grafting in of the Gentiles to the Israelites. And I was reading it earlier to Andy. I actually think I want to start a little earlier. Can I start about these verses above? Because this is, you know, Israel's on the topic of everyone's mind. It's on the news every day. And so the appropriateness of the scripture, I think, is helpful for all of us. Paul says, starting at verse 25, I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brothers and sisters, so that you will not be conceited. Israel has experienced a hardening in part until the full number of Gentiles comes in. And in this way, all Israel will be saved, because as it is written, The deliverer will come from Zion. He will turn godlessness away from Jacob. And this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. But as far as the gospel is concerned, they are enemies for your sake. But as far as election is concerned, they are loved on account of the patriarchs. For God's gifts and his call are irrevocable. Mm. Just as you who are at one time disobedient to God have now received mercy as a result of their disobedience, so they too now have become disobedient in order that they too now may receive mercy as a result of God's mercy to you. For God has bound everyone over to disobedience so that he may have mercy on them all. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay them? For from him and through him and for him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
So, like, look how eloquent Paul is, and just how clear God wants to be, is that I've hardened their hearts, they're in disobedience, so the fullness of the Gentiles can come into the kingdom and form the church. And then at a time when that the Gentile grafting is complete, I will unharden their hearts. They will come into belief and will have experienced mercy, because they start off as the elect, as God's chosen people. Then they fall into disobedience. For them to be equal to us, they must now be under grace. They have to come to God through grace. And he's basically laying it all right here in Romans 11, that process will occur because I said it. So it's not a matter of, is it fair? What should we think about it? Netanyahu's a bully.
Hate them because they killed Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, like,
that whole argument.
None of it's relevant.
Jesus is king.
That's all that's relevant.
Yeah.
But God's saying, this is what I'm going to do because I said I was going to do it.
Yeah.
And my promises and my gifts and my call are irrevocable. Thank God. Because he can get annoyed with our disobedience and give up on us too.
Right.
But he doesn't.
It's mercy.
Amen.
Mercy.
Mercy, mercy. What else? Carrie's thinking it's a kinetic memory. Maybe that too. You would know that better than me.
What does that mean?
Kinetic, like autonomic. It's just like.
Okay, what does that mean?
your muscle memory.
Oh, okay. Muscle memory. I got that.
You just do things out of habit and pattern and practice.
Oh, I see.
You fall into the same patterns. I mean, I have been friends with her for 45 years, so we do tend to fall into a habit.
That is one of the reasons why you need to change friends.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, she's literally the only friend I do have since that far back.
I'm your friend.
You're not my friend. You're my husband. I'm my friend.
Okay.
But that's why I didn't marry somebody from my past.
Well, that's good.
That wouldn't have been good.
No. Yeah, I don't hang around any of my old friends. I mean, other than when
no one is a prophet in their own town. Like you can't change in front of
them. We talk occasionally on Facebook, they'll comment on something. High school friends, police friends, bus driver friends, magic friends, stuntman period of time friends. I still in contact with two of those guys. But yeah, don't spend any time with them.
Right.
Just commenting on certain things. Most of them are shocked that I'm doing a devotional about Jesus Christ.
Yes, I'm sure they are.
I mean, I wouldn't say that, at least the police officer friends. What's interesting is that I would have thought that those friends and during my police time, other than one or two, would be shocked, but many of them have joined me.
Well,
many of them are very much believers.
The ones that have transformed their own lives are not shocked that you drank the same Kool-Aid. You know, they're just kind of like, yeah, and it changed me. I'm not, of course it can change you. Mm. I watched it change me.
Yep.
But if they haven't experienced it, then it's like leper doesn't change the spots.
Some of them were Christians when I was a police officer. But
Christian name only?
They're either, but that's it. I think some of them are stronger now than they've ever been before. And I shouldn't probably find it interesting that it's people in law enforcement, because there were so many times when I was a police officer that I became my angriest at God on certain calls I would go to and say, if there's a God, how can this happen? No. How can this be allowed? Why would he allow this to happen to a child? Mostly it had to do with children. But in the end, once we learn about evil, and that evil has to exist, if there's good, there has to be evil. It makes more sense now that once you realize and understand that, then obviously the next choice is I want to be on the side of God, not Amen. On the side of evil.
So Carrie's asking about the nurse who met at surgery. I was telling Andy that story today about Vanessa. I don't know. Vanessa, if you're there, say hi.
That would be great.
We don't know whether she followed or not. I don't know how we could check that. Mm. I don't know if they put him in order. And give the gospel to Jesus, Isaiah 43:1. But now thou sayest the Lord, thy that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name, and thou art mine. Mm. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Like, share, subscribe, thumbs up.
Yes, everything. Do all that.
Yes. Amen. The gospel of Jesus. God bless you and you. And
yeah, that reminds me, and I know I've shared the story far too often probably, but in my days at Kaiser Permanente in the hospital, I'm wondering how many people, again, I'm not saying this, that it was me that did this. It was God in my room.
Yes.
God was in my room at Kaiser Permanente when I was there for COVID. And it was more than one person that came into the room that said, wow, this room's different. Because I was playing gospel music, Christian music, worship music. The Bible was always open. And I had all these tubes and things in me. And, you know the look, my oxygen intake look. Remember that? You were so attracted to it.
It was so handsome.
I had all my IVs in, but they said, Matt, why are you smiling?
Well,
why are you so happy?
I went to, those of you who weren't on yesterday, I went to Carrie's outpatient eye surgery, and Carrie came out as if she was a 6-year-old that just went on a ride in Disneyland on Space Mountain for the first time. She was so excited. Yes. She was so happy. She was so amazed at the wonders of God and of the human body and of creation.
Yeah.
And one of the nurses, not the one that was a believer, maybe the other one, maybe she was too, but she wasn't as openly expressive as the other one, said, okay, we've seen a lot of these surgeries, but we've never seen somebody come out like this lady. She's like, yeah, she's so light. Happy. Yeah. She's so happy. And it wasn't so the drugs. No, it was. I mean, I don't know. Carrie, was it the drugs? I don't think so.
It was God.
She was so enamored. It reminds me of how people talk about scientists that come to faith, where they look into the stars and the galaxies and the wonders of the universe, and they see this must have a creator. That's the kind of awe that Carrie was expressing. Like, I cannot believe the human eye is constructed in this way, and that we have these surgical devices now with a telescope, but we can go into the eye and transform it. Like, she's just describing this thing, and the nurse is like, what are you so excited about? You know? But it was her faith that shined through, you know?
Yeah.
That's what they were really in awe of.
Yeah. She says it was God. Definitely.
Yeah.
Hello, Kelly. Oops. Hello, Kelly. Sorry, I typed on the wrong one. Hello, Kelly. Nice to see you. But you have to, when you described what Carrie described, that she had this spot in front of her eye that was just taken away.
Yeah. Like, and they're like, nobody's ever said that right out of surgery. She said, the doctor's like, what are you talking about? Like, it can't go away that fast. She's like, yes, it did. It went away.
Wow. So how long, Carrie, did you have that? Do you know how long she had that black spot in front of her eye?
No, Carrie, how long was it that you had the problem? Because she said it took time for it to develop. And we've known her as long as it's happened because we knew her before it happened.
Yeah.
And then suddenly it happened. So I don't know how many months it's been. She could tell us.
I think it's probably been over a year. It's almost kind of, this is nothing compared to what Carrie went through. But I had this crown for the longest time, maybe 4 or 5 years, maybe longer, 6 years, that the spacing, because of that crown, was it such a space that food always collected there.
Yeah.
And it always drove me nuts because it was always like, oh, I got to get a toothpick. Yeah, it hurt all the time. And then finally I go, you know what? I have to finally, like, I don't know why we put up with things for so long.
Because they cost $1,500.
Yeah, maybe so. And then it was just a simple procedure, you know, pull off the old one, put on a new one. And it's like, my mouth is so
transformed.
Amazing now.
Like, oh, wow. Carrie said it was a year.
Yeah, I know. It was about a year, a long time. That's a long time to have that spot.
Yeah.
But the same thing.
Wavy lines.
And just in a second that it's removed.
It's crazy.
And that is the power of God. Now, some people say, well, it's the doctor or the instruments, that kind of stuff. But without God, we would not have the technology, the knowledge to do these things. And the more that we have these things, the more you have to believe in God. And there's other people that think, no, that's when we start believing in man. No, it's the opposite.
That's why scientists come to faith.
Yeah. Got bubble blur.
Kate's worried now. She says, I have two black spots in my right eye.
Oh, no.
I can't even re-explain it because Carrie explains it quite sophisticatedly. And I can't even explain. She explained also this cover thing that we have in our eye that I didn't even know we have. It's not the retina. It's not a cornea. It's some other kind of thingy. Kate, I can't even explain it. But maybe if Carrie were to spell out the condition, then you look it up and it's
like a crocodile eye where they have two lenses.
I'm not even going to attempt to. Yeah. I told you it's like a cover and the cover gets scratched and they have to take a piece of the cover off. Gary's like, I only wish I got a picture with the car.
Oh,
she liked my car.
Oh, she liked your car. Your new car.
Well, because she's a tiny lady, you know, she's petite, and so getting into the car, she had to kind of like jump up,
like my SUV, like she was getting into my SUV.
Yeah,
like what you look like when you get into my car.
Yes,
like you got to put this leg up, and I got to push your butt.
Exactly, it was exactly like that. We were supposed to take a picture, we forgot.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know Carrie was so petite.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Kate says hers were burst blood vessels.
Oh.
Vitreous. That's the skin. That's the covering. The vitreous.
Vitreous.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, it's the lens. Of course, everybody knows what that is.
Right? No, it's these jelly-like
the film. Fluid.
Yeah.
The film that goes over your eye. Yeah, the vitreous. It's just like the rods and cones. You know what those are. The rods and cones are inside your eye. That's what gives you the ability to see.
Oh, look at you. Fantastic. So we got home church tomorrow.
Home church tomorrow. Oh, I didn't tell my signal friends again.
Falco Fellowship. Too late.
Yeah.
Carrie said it was like riding a horse getting into the car. That's funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
So please keep us in your prayers that God will move in a powerful way. We have a good group. Rod C. Color, she's saying.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Tomorrow's message. So we're going to be doing the devotional for our home church tomorrow. And the title is The Normal Employment of Moral Beings.
Revelation 4. Does
sound like a good one for our home church?
It does.
Won't you read Revelation?
The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that lives forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created.
Wow. That's going to be a good one for tomorrow.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm going to take a peek about what it says here.
Can we finish with our folks?
I'm busy looking at tomorrow's devotional.
I can't come to your home church. Sorry, but I could pray. Yes, please do pray. Yes. That God will move in a powerful way, that people will experience a rejuvenation of their faith, a healing, a sense of peace. We need, some people just really need a sense of peace, feeling God's presence in their lives.
He wants to know, what does that mean? The title for study.
Tozier's? You mean Tozier's or ours? The title for the study. The Normal Employment of Moral Beings. Yeah, so it's a good one.
We're going to have to study that one.
Yeah, it's... that God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things.
Oh.
Yes. That's basically what it means.
Wow, you picked that up fast.
That's you know.
You may not be able to remember anything, but you can.
All that money they spent on my education, I can read like that. All that money down the drain.
it comes in handy here.
It does.
Yes. Huh. Is the normal employment of moral beings? Interesting. All right. Did we see any prayer requests?
I did not. Any other last minute prayer requests, folks, that we can add to the list?
I'm going to do something challenging tomorrow. Not very challenging, but I've decided, I mentioned this yesterday. I'm going to go to first service at Calvary Chapel, Chena Hills.
If I wake up early, I'm coming with you.
And then straight from there to.
When are you going to bring me out my trace?
Calvary Chapel, East Anaheim. What trace?
The catering trace.
Oh, yeah.
When you come back from?
Yeah. Okay. Before I do my slides.
You're going to be able to get all that done?
I don't know.
Okay.
About my back. I'm not doing it tonight.
Okay.
I can't move anything.
Uh-oh.
My knee. Yeah, my knee. I'm reading the knee. She needs prayer for. Yeah, Kate needs prayer for her left.
Yeah, you know, Kate, even when you're not on, we pray for you. Yeah. Because I always remember your pain in your knees.
Yeah. Pray that my back comes back for tomorrow to be able to move.
Yeah. Stuff, right.
I can do it, Shanoz.
I think you can.
Well, then we got Lazara's here.
We'd have to tell her now because she won't be here after.
Oh, all right. We'll figure it out. We'll do it.
Okay.
All right. So we got a knee and we got an eye.
And if Jan's still on, we've got her eyes too.
And her husband's back.
Jim's back?
Is it Jim's back or
no, Jim has aphid.
Oh, aphid.
Actually,
I think remember good things.
Carrie's husband has aphid too. Oh. So Eddie and Jim both have Eddie and Jim.
All right.
My mid and upper back pain. Carrie's got back pain too.
Oh my gosh.
That's a real epidemic these days.
Carrie with a C.
Carry with a C. Yep. Thank you, Lord, Heavenly Father, for faith. It is a gift that we did not earn or deserve, Lord. And yet you still call us beloved and the children of God. And we are so eternally grateful for that privilege, Lord. We ask that you empower us to be salt and light in our communities, amongst our loved ones, to never allow the old man to creep back up and rear its ugly head in our lives, Lord, because the Holy Spirit that lives within us is the great restrainer, Lord. So we ask that he restrain within us those temptations, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the things that take us away from you, Lord. Empower us to live holy and righteous lives, Lord, dedicated to your commandments and dedicated to your Son and all that he intends and purposed from the beginning of time to happen in and through us, Lord. We look forward to all that you plan to do tomorrow at our Falco Fellowship, Lord. Send your sons and daughters and those who may not yet know you, whoever you've invited, Lord, the door is open. And we invite you to rule our homes tomorrow and every day, Lord. And we also would like to bless and pray a healing for our friends that are suffering from ailments. We ask for a healing for Kate and her knees, and Carrie and Jan for recovered eye treatments, Lord, that they continue to heal and to be restored into wholeness. For Eddie and Jim, to cure their AFib and to also have that sense of peace and wholeness and restoration that comes from your presence, Lord. We also pray for Carrie's back, Carrie with a C, that you alleviate her back pain, and for Andy, who still continues to suffer from back pain, Lord. We know that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the one that holds all the cure in your hands, Lord, and we ask for the blessings of that cure. We love you. We honor you. We offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, Lord. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. Amen.
All right, my friends, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you. Remember to share it out, like, hit the bell, do all those things. Hit everything that is positive.
5 stars.
Don't hit anything that's negative.
No down buttons.
All right. All right, my friends. We love you guys. God bless. Take care.